It is June 16th, 2019, at 7:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA, 1922. And it's a Sunday. I just wanted to wrap up this week's podcast. So, as you might be able to tell, I have an upper respiratory situation, a cold that has developed. It started on Friday, basically, or Saturday, and it's following me. Hopefully, I don't have to. Hopefully, it goes away by the time I start tomorrow. So, I talked to my mom a little bit because I started posting these podcasts, and she doesn't seem to understand the concept of the trolley pole and the trolley wire after my animated description of riding in an open Jeep car. So it's like a streetcar that you see in cities where the live wires are 20 feet overhead and there's some kind of structure that sticks up above the streetcar that connects with the electricity and powers of the vehicle. Except in the mine, it's about a 1 inch thick copper wire that's suspended at head level. And there's a lot of dangers with this trolley wire. The trolley pole is just a pole that's on a spring load that has a V, and it rides on that wire and pivots, and it comes off a lot when you're riding the man trips. Now, the trolley wire being at head level poses its own dangers because you have 300 volts of electricity going through at head level, and if you grabbed a hold of the trolley wire and weren't standing on the tracks, were standing on the ground, you would get electrocuted. Now, I think you can live through this electrocution, but you can also die from it pretty easily. So, imagine you're walking in an uneven mine where the footing's not great, and you trip and go to slip and fall and reach up and grab the trolley wire and get fried. Or you duck under the trolley wire, but you stand up too soon and the back of your neck hits the wire and you get fried. So, again, I think you can live through it, but I was shown pictures at my 80-hour training course of a guy that got electrocuted and it melted his hand and arm away. Basically, there was just blood vessels and bone left. It melted the skin and the muscle of his hand and arm. That's how intense the electricity, how powerful the electricity was. And the other danger is because you are getting electrocuted, if you grab a hold of it, your hand locks in place and you can't let go, no matter how hard you try. So we're told if you see someone getting electrocuted to try to get a board or some other non-conductive piece of material and hit somebody really hard so that they let go and fall off of the wire. Or you can do a Bruce Lee spin kick where you leave the ground so that you're not grounded and kick the person so that you don't get electrocuted as well. But if you grab a hold of that person, you're going to start getting electrocuted as well. So those are some of the dangers of the coal mine. thanks for joining me as I work 900 feet underground, unlocking the Earth's mysteries. And on that note, I want to go and close out the week with a topic that's close to my heart, and that's healthcare. I'm a proponent of single-payer healthcare, and I don't think it's not a Republican mindset to have single-payer healthcare. I know Republicans fight it and want privatized medicine, but I don't think the concept is that non-Republican in essence. And that's because I worked as a handyman. Before that, I had a painting business, And I would have crews of guys painting houses, and I couldn't offer them good health care or any of the other benefits that larger companies could. So I wasn't able to attract the talent, even though I feel that I'm a fairly intelligent person and could run a decent painting business. If there was single payer health care in this country, I would be making $100,000 a year instead of working in the coal mine and hitting that number. I would be able to hit that number with a crew of three guys. They would all get paid, three guys or girls, sorry. They would all get paid decent money, and I'd be pulling down probably $100,000 a year. But because there isn't single payer health care, because we have privatized health care, the cost for the business is too large for a small business owner. So just imagine the talent that if they don't have to worry about covering health care for their families, the talent pool that might, leave Google or another tech firm and just paint houses. But because there wasn't single payer health care, I was constantly hiring guys that were under 25 years old that I had to totally train from scratch, which is hard to get ahead of in a business if you have to constantly train people and they're going to have a fair amount of mistakes. But those under 25 were covered under their parents' health care, so I was able to attract them to the job with decent wages. But overall, I don't think it's a Republican-Democratic issue. I think that single-payer health care would you it's just like you have so many industries, you have thousands of industries in the United States. You're gonna let the government administer one industry. It's just one industry, but it unlocks so much potential for small businesses. So many other industries can benefit from this one industry. You have thousands of different industries in the United States, and you're worried about one industry becoming administered by the United States federal government. To me, it's absurd. I mean, there are so many talented, ingenuitive, genius people out there that could start small businesses if we just had single payer health care. And that's where Republicans always favor business as their mantra, kind of. And that's what I don't get, why they fight it so hard, because it would benefit so many people, and create so much small business and possibly even bring in other industries that we never even thought of, because we have a great healthcare system and it's administered single payer by the federal government. So that's kind of my thought process on healthcare. I think it's unfortunate that you have to wait till you're 65 before you get that Medicare card that allows you to travel the entire country and go to any hospital. And to me, that's the other aspect. It's freedom to move about the country and not be locked into a regional hospital system, but you're free to hop on your motorcycle and drive anywhere you want. And you can, if you get injured, you can get health care at a hospital without going in debt thousands and thousands of dollars. So to me, it doesn't make sense that you have to wait till you're 65 to join the club to be able to travel anywhere and get health care. And I think it's an American dream to hop on a motorcycle, go anywhere, and be covered by health care anywhere you go in the United States of America. So I am going to spend the next 2 weeks on health care and how I think it could be improved even if you kept it privatized. So join me and thanks for listening. If you want to find out more about me, go to my website, www.plotm.com. That's plot as in plot, of course, M as in Mitch. And feel free to send me an email with topics you'd like me to talk about.